It's 7:07 a.m. Time for Minding Your Business. Brought to you by 707 Embroidery Zone, your local embroidery, screen printing, and promotional product company.
And once again, for Minding Your Business, we're excited to welcome to the show Rob Ferguson, who has a few decades of experience in all kinds of business pursuits. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Barry, and how are things in Napa this morning?
You know, I mean, considering the pandemic and whatnot, just great. Everything's just fantastic, all things considered.
Wonderful.
Beautiful morning out there. So let's think positive. Let's move forward. We're looking at franchises as a topic on the Minding Your Business program today. What would you say is the biggest fundamental difference between starting your own thing from scratch, your idea, your way of making a product or giving a service, and joining a franchise operation?
Well, that's the reason for the topic this morning, Barry, is that with in the light of COVID-19 and the economic uncertainty that we've got, there's a lot of people that have had a high-paying job, or they've been doing well with their careers and so forth, and they find themselves displaced. So they're wondering the question, gee, you know, I've got to do something to restore my income. Maybe my career or my job is not really a viable option for me anymore. So they consider going into business for themselves. And there's really two paths that you can go on that. One is you could go it alone. You could decide that you've got a skill or a trade or a product that you'd like to bring to market. And you decide to figure out how to best bring that thing to market and make a go of it. Or you can look at an existing business model, something that has already been proven, something that already people are aware of, and something where there's a demonstrated need, maybe in your community, and then you might consider the route of going a franchise. So the fundamental differences between the two, I want to go into the restaurant business, and I've got an idea that might prove to be popular. Maybe it's a hamburger or a pizza place or something like that. So I have two choices. Either I can put up my own money and figure out what it's going to be and build a brand for myself and so forth, or I could buy an existing business model with a given name, like a McDonald's, for example, as opposed to going it myself. So the primary difference is, if I'm buying a franchise, I am evaluating which of the franchises might make the most sense for me. I'm going to pay a certain amount of upfront money to the company that has the trademarks, that has the proprietary business knowledge and all the systems, all those things already worked out. And I'm going to pay a certain amount of money for the rights to own a copy, if you will, of that business. I inherit or I pay for the brand name. Again, let's use McDonald's as a notion. Pretty much everybody knows what a McDonald's is all about.
I've heard of
that. So
them.
I don't have to wonder. Yeah, yes. I've actually eaten at one some time ago, mm-hmm. So I'm aware of those. So you could go that route. And the advantages of going in that direction is that you've got an existing validated plan how to operate. You've got a brand name that people are well aware of. As soon as you put your sign up, people are going to know, hey, there's another McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I think I'll pull in and have myself a Big Mac or whatever it is they sell these days. Versus saying to yourself, you know, I really do make a great burger. People have always enjoyed what I'm going to do, and I want to bring my burger to market using maybe a different set of technologies. Maybe I'm going to use a barbecue method or something like that, and I'm going to call it Barry's or Rob's Burgers, and hopefully people will discover me and choose, you know, my route instead. So basically, you look and see what it is you want to do, and then you look and see, is there an existing business model that has already been validated? They know more than I do about being in this business. They know what demographics are required for that to be successful and all those things. So really, it's a matter of either buying an existing business model and paying a lot of money up front for that and giving a portion of your gross sales to them forever, or deciding, you know what, I've got an idea that I'm willing to go off on my own.
And, you know, the advantages are very clear as you laid it out. A known name, you know, pick the one that you like, that you think of as famous or widely experienced. McDonald's is a great example. Immediate recognition. We understand everything about how you're going to get served, what you're going to have available to you, what the price is going to be. But for me, the first thing I would think about is the constraints on doing it your way. Does a person with a franchise have much flexibility about, say, marketing? You want to do a special sale of some kind. You want to offer a combo that isn't on the franchise menu. How does that work? Do you get to have any individuality?
Well, for the vast majority of franchises that I'm at least aware of or I've looked into, the people that own the business, that the franchise themselves have complete control over everything that you do. They want every McDonald's, every Burger King, every Baskin Robbins, you know, every Dunkin' Donuts, every UPS store, all those things. They want them to be exactly like all of the others. And the reason that they want that is that, number one, they want to protect their brand, and they don't want some franchisee, the person that buys the franchise, going it alone and doing something different and possibly doing something to harm the brand's name if it doesn't work out. So you have zero, go into this thing knowing there, or at least expecting that you have zero freedom of what you want to do. They're going to tell you the colors that you're going to wear, the type of uniform that you're going to wear, the terms and conditions, the hours of operation, everything. And that is both the advantage and the disadvantage, okay? The advantage is that you know that you are operating a business that already has all these things figured out. They already know what's going on. They already know what works. And there's a public recognition for what that service is versus having the freedom to say, hey, I've got a great idea. Let me do this. Let me do that. Now, there's some variances in that. I've got a friend that owns several Ace Hardware stores in the East Bay and so forth. And you know, some of the practices that this gentleman uses in managing his extraordinarily successful Ace Hardwares are because of his practices with his labor and his employees, the way he runs his business in that regard. And he has a certain amount of freedom in terms of how he's going to merchandise his things and so forth. So there's less controls necessary. All the brand names are there. All the things that they want you to sell, all the guidelines for marketing and pricing and so forth, they all exist. But in an example of an Ace Hardware, you're going to have more flexibility versus a Pizza Hut or a Domino's or a McDonald's or a Burger King. They're going to give you absolutely everything that you need to know and do. And again, that's either the advantage is that you know that if you do it this way, if you do it their way, what's that, Burger King, have it your way? Well, if you're a franchisee mm-hmm. with Burger King, you're not going to have it your way, okay?
Yeah, right.
You're going to have it their way. So that's really the limitations that you expected and you agree legally to operate under.
Yeah. When it gets down to the bottom line, can you, you know, is it generally acceptable to say you might make more profit off of a franchise than going it alone? Is that true? Is that what makes it attractive to, you know, live within those constraints?
Well, I don't know that would be necessarily the strongest motivation is that you might make more or make less from a franchise. I think the biggest motivation is you're unlikely to make a mistake. Both the franchisor and the franchisee are going to examine very carefully the demographics of the neighborhood or the area that you want to establish your business, the competition in the area, you know, the affordability of the people you want to serve. So all those things are going to give you a far higher degree and possibility of success than going it on your own. Some, you know, maybe 1 in 5 will make it beyond, will make it to 5 years if you go it on your own. So your odds of not even making it beyond 5 years and investing your money and putting your labor and effort into it and so forth, your chances are very slim of enjoying success versus buying a franchise, where your chances of being successful and still being in business 5 years from now are terrific. I mean, so there's the first big difference is you don't have to figure anything out. you don't have to be an experienced restaurateur. You don't have to be an experienced, business person really at all, because you're going to go to their McDonald's University or, Dunkin' Donuts University. You're going to learn how to do everything you need to know to operate their business. And so it's the certainty is number one. Number two, there's a document that is required by law that franchises offer, and it's called the let me just get to this in a second here. It's called the disclosure document. So the franchise disclosure document, the FDD, gives you the history of what everything and everybody else is doing. So you can look under the table, if you will, or under the hood, and see what other franchise operators are doing, what their sales are, what their costs are, and what their profitability is. You don't have such a hood to look under if you're going it alone. You don't have, you're hoping that it works, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you're in business and your doors are open, if you have a successful idea and you've executed it properly, and you've, by either planning or by experience or by good fortune, your business takes off. Great. You're going to make most likely you'll make more money as a individual entrepreneur than you will as a franchise. And that's simply because, you don't have to pay franchise fees, which can be, 4 or 5% up to 15% of the top that you're going to give the franchisor. Versus keeping all the money for yourself and doing all those things on your own. So it really depends. Plus, if you have your own individual business that you start up, and if it's really successful, you might duplicate that and open up 1, 2, 3 or more of your own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Before you know it, you've got a number of businesses putting money in your pocket that you're running, and you're creating essentially your own franchise.
Certainly seems to be a very attractive way to be in business for yourself through the franchise mechanism. Is there an upfront cost to it in addition to a percentage per month?
Yeah. So let's take again. I'll use the McDonald's as an example. So there can be some heavy startup costs and as well as ongoing royalty costs. So McDonald's, for example, the estimated total amount of money it costs to start a McDonald's franchise can be anywhere from, say, $1 million to over $2 million. And by definition, the franchise will also have an ongoing fee, and that can range from, 4 or 5% up to 12, 14, 15%, depending upon the franchise and the industry. So you've got a lot of money up front that you're going to be putting out, and then there's a lot of money ongoing that you're going to be paying out. But if you, for example, are a displaced engineer and the odds of getting back into the industry, maybe even age is a barrier. Maybe you're in your 50s or early 60s and you're not ready to retire yet, and the odds of getting a job back in your field are not good. So you might take a look at all of the franchises that are available and see if there's anything in there that resonates with you and what you want to do. And, in a little bit of my updating and my research for these things, I'm amazed at just how many franchises there are. I mean, there's a bunch of them. Some of them are professional service franchises that maybe don't take that much, maybe $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 to learn what you need to know and to offer a professional service. Some are things like home repair or taking a burned out home and fixing it, and some can be like supercuts, a hair cutting salon. Some can be how to swim, swim schools, fitness clubs. There's just many of them. Real estate organizations. So I might, if I'm that person that's looking to continue my income earning years beyond my situation I find myself in today, I'm going to have literally hundreds of businesses to look forward to doing. And maybe one of these really resonates with me, really is kind of exciting to me. And so you pick maybe an industry segment that you think is good. Maybe it's a business advisory. Maybe it's a maid service. Maybe it's operating a hotel, like a Holiday Inn or something like that. And so or learning, Huntington Learning Centers is another one. So you look at these things. And you look at what might be the most exciting to you. Maybe you've got some money in your retirement account that you want to borrow or pay yourself in advance up to get into this business. And you go to school, you go to that franchise school. Between you and the franchisor, you'll look at where you intend to start your business, where you intend to operate it, what are the demographics of that area, what's the competition in that area, are you likely to succeed as a franchisee in that community. And these are all things that are very significant advantages versus going it alone. I mean, the cost and the time and the effort of gathering all that data to decide whether your business will work or not, that's a lot of work. And if you find a franchise that has a business that you like, all those things can be done for you. And so you're really increasing your odds of being successful in that business. And then just like a regular business, as a matter of fact, your succession plan of a franchise, it's easier to find a buyer for your successfully established franchise than it is to find a buyer for a business that you yourself started. Hmm. You know, you're going to have, there's not as much cachet, if you will, with Rob's Burger Hut than it is with a Burger King, you know?
I can see that too. Rob Ferguson with our Minding Your Business program, focus on the idea of franchising as a way to be in your small business activity. And we're doing the show largely because a lot of people are rethinking their business pursuits. Maybe it's time to do something different. The market is shifting and changing. People are kind of riding the wave of and surviving the troughs between the waves right now. So, Rob, we appreciate your expertise and experience and your ability to delineate information for everybody. If somebody wants to get in touch, ask you a question, how could they do that?
Well, you know, I think the easiest way would be to send me an email. My email address is info@sourdoughsolutions.com.
The sourdough is in the bread.
Correct. Exactly. That's what we do. Sourdough bread. So it's sourdoughsolutions.com. So info@sourdoughsolutions is the best way. And I'm happy to share what I've learned over the years about some of these things and maybe point somebody in the right direction.
Very good.
To achieve whatever it is they want to achieve.
Like it. We appreciate you. Thanks for your time today. Good show.
Thank you, Barry. Appreciate it. Okay. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
That was this week's business segment, Minding Your Business.
Proudly brought to you by our friends, 707 Embroidery Zone, your local embroidery, screen printing, and promotional product company.